Right, joined by Paul Rowley. Just listening to you in the press conference there, you're bitterly disappointed by that. And you've every right to be. It was a really poor performance. Nothing seemed to go right today for you.
No, I am disappointed. I'm more than disappointed, to be honest, because I like to win. Staff do, and so do the players, and so do the fans. So we want the Salford badge to be a reason to be resilient, tough, and proud. And to, you know, sometimes you can use it as a reason to give in or not be resilient. And so I'm gonna reinforce that message throughout the week. You know, we'll stick together as a group of staff and a group of players. We're going to have to work much harder. It's a good lesson, I guess, that, you know, this winning lark's not an easy business. So we need to be more consistent, and you know, we need to put that pressure on ourselves and keep going.
You came here full of confidence, 2 wins from 2. Is it a bit of a wake up call today? You know, the FC, you know, they moved the ball around. You know, Jake Connolly, they did a lot of good things there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They played really well, Hull, but we let them play well as well. I thought it was just, you know, we weren't the master of our own destiny. I think you always want to be the master of your own destiny, and we went off doing what we've done well, both in defence and attack. We were off, definitely off. So we can look to Hull and what they did well, but you know, I'm not their coach, so they can. Their coach can pat them on the back. I'll look at the reasons why we couldn't deal with it when we're fully capable of dealing with it. That's when you get disappointed. We're not a League One club playing a top club just for a moneymaker. You know, we're here to challenge, compete, and win. And so you know, the belief is in the camp, definitely. I believe we've got a good group, and I believe we'll respond in the right way.
I know you said there in the press conference, not an easy fix, but there's a lot of hard work to be done. You've got Huddersfield next week, and they're, like you said, they're a decent side as well. So lots of work to be done this week on the training ground.
Yeah, they're a very good side, Huddersfield, and it's, you know, we know it's going to be tough, but that's what Super League is, and that's what rugby is. That's sport, and everybody wants to win, and we want to win. So it's very difficult to win. You do have to work hard, and it's the character things that you've got to be good at, you know, the resilience, the hard work, the toughness. Mm. And so I do believe there's lots of character in our team. And so, you know, it's... In terms of hard work on the training pitch, it'll be hard work in terms of honest discussions and review, really, and getting mentally back on it, really, for the Huddersfield game, as opposed to, you know, it's not 1960s where we're just going to run laps and punish the lads. We all come here with good intentions. The intent was good. The belief was there, but then put under pressure out on the pitch, we just caved in a little bit, which is difficult, and we've got to learn from it.
I know you're not using it as an excuse. You're very, very honest in that press conference. But you lost James Greenwood in the warm-up. Mm. How is James Greenwood? Was it groin?
Yeah, Green has done his groin. I don't think it's too bad, but you know, he probably would have lasted a few minutes out in the game. So yeah, it had little effect on the outcome. You know, none of that matters, really. It's just, it is disappointing, because, you know, you've trained a certain way, but it didn't have any bearing on the outcome. It's just a bit of information for you. That's where he was. That's why, you know, he weren't there to start the game.
Ryan Lennon came in. I thought he did a good stint there. He played quite a lot of minutes today, didn't he?
Great from Ryan, really, because all our non-players at the club have been fantastic for the last few weeks, really, because, you know, it's tough when you're not getting in the side to stay motivated and stay supportive of the lads, but they've been good. Ryan's been one of them, and he got an opportunity today, and you know, it's probably to get 80 minutes from nothing was a big ask of him, and I thought he did some things really well, and yeah, fair play to him. He had a dig, and you know, he filled that gap, and he's part of the team that unfortunately today got beat. So unfortunate for us all.
Thanks very much for coming and speaking to us, Paul. Good luck against Huddersfield next week, mate.
Thank you.